Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and afterwards he addressed the crowd gathered on the west side of the Capitol building.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
Mr. Trump vowed to restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment. He touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, saying that America would seek friendship with the world. Meantime, protesters disrupted the inauguration, smashing storefronts, burning vehicles, blocking security checkpoints, and leaving a trail of damage. Washington police say they arrested at least 217 people. There were anti-Trump demonstrations elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world on Friday. Steve Hart is vice chair of Britain's Stand Up to Racism organization.
Outside the American embassy, we're meant to have a special relationship with America. We're saying the British people are standing for our values, democratic values, decent values, anti-racism, anti-misogyny, and anti the kind of billionaire vision of Donald Trump.
Similar sentiments expressed by anti-Trump demonstrators in Italy, the West Bank, Tokyo, other areas. As for former President Barack Obama and his family, they left for California for a visit. Mr. Obama told reporters to change power at the White House can be compared to grammatical punctuation. He says it's a comma, not a period. This is VOA News. Defeated Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has agreed to relinquish power and leave the country, according to incoming President Adama Barrow. Jammeh's decision came after Guinean President Alpha Conde and Mauritania's President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz arrived together in Banjul to convince him to cede power, leave the country, or face military action. VOA's Laritza Hoke pulls together the events of the past few days.
Barrow's victory in the December 1 election signaled an end to more than two decades of Jammeh's rule. Unable to be sworn in at home, the president-elect was inaugurated Thursday at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal.
Long live the United People of the Gambia. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you.
After first accepting defeat, Jammeh later claimed the election was rigged with help from abroad, and he refused to relinquish power. Barrow asked for support from the United Nations and the country's West African neighbors. The UN Security Council on Thursday passed a resolution backing his election and his request for help. Senegalese troops entered Gambia shortly after the Security Council vote Thursday to remove Jammeh by force if necessary. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. defense official told VOA an American airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. Order came from outgoing President Barack Obama in the last major military attack against the terror group that he ordered. Camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche for nearly 2 days in the central part of the country. Workers dug through many hours of deep snow and debris in their search for 30 missing people, including four children staying at the luxury mountain resort. Rescuers cheering there. That avalanche that hit the hotel in the town of Frandole likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. Investigation into the tragedy has been opened by a court, with some saying the emergency response was slow. First rescuers arrived amid snow, storm on skis about 11 hours after the avalanche hit. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation in North America and overseeing murders and kidnappings. Guzman arrived in New York from Mexico following his surprise extradition. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.